Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, I keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was out of
me. All I see was
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How y'all doing? My name is VJ Smith. I am the national president of Mad Dads. I want to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, the producer of Blog Talk Radio. Her name is Erica. Erica, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good. And we're talking about a subject today that Erica says that that she is not very good at all with, and that is spending. Christmas spending, you know, it's a big deal, because Christmas spending is something that we do. I think that we do way too much of, and we need to stop spending as much as we do on Christmas. So, Erica, tell me a little bit about how do you plan on doing it differently this year?
You mean next year, because this year is almost over, and I haven't spent way too much money as it is, and I still need to spend another $200-$300. So I'm going to start planning for next year. I'm going to take my own advice. I'm going to put a little bit of money away each month into a little envelope that says Christmas. Do not touch. So there's some plan. I figure if I put $50 away a month, I should have a good little nest egg to start off for Christmas next year.
Okay.
I need to get my girls a new Christmas tree for next year.
I like that. I really like that, and I think that's a beautiful thing to do. Now, how much do you think you can put away each month?
I could probably put somewhere between $30 and $50 a month away for Christmas.
$30 to $50 a month away. That's 12 times 50 is how much?
12 times 5 is 5, 10.
We're adding this up right now.
Oh,
that's what we're doing. Blog Talk Radio. Want to say what's up to Buffalo, New York. Want to say what's up to everybody, all my folks down in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, how you doing? Want to say what's up to everybody out there.
It's up to me about $600.
$600. Now, can you do Christmas with $600?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I could probably do Christmas and New Year's off of $600.
Well, I like that. So, with that said, a lot of times, just think if you put $100 a month up there. And I think one of the things that happens is we lose the whole motive behind Christmas. What is the real reason for Christmas, Erica? What is the real reason we celebrate?
Jesus is the reason for the season.
Okay. Okay.
It's not about giving gifts. It's about the Lord being born. It's Jesus' birthday. It's not about buying the most expensive electronics for every kid that you have. It's not, you know, it's about family. It's about, you know, God and Jesus and all that other stuff.
And so why don't the kids talk more about that, though?
Because they're so hyped up. Parents have their kids so hyped up for Santa Claus, and Christmas is coming, you're going to get all these presents, and da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, kids, they start thinking that that's all that it is, you know, and I've noticed that even with my two girls, you know, they're 3 and 5, and the first thing they think about when they hear Christmas is Santa Claus. So this year, my mom had them... She bought my grandparents a nativity scene back in the 70s, I think it was. And my grandparents now handed it down to her, so my mom and my two girls put the nativity scene up. And my mom taught them all about the three wise men that came on the camels and the, you know, the baby in the manger and Mary and Joseph and all that other stuff. So they were pretty proud of that.
Okay. So with that said, every time the kids watch TV and every time, you know, the radio comes on and every time you walk into a store, you hear the Christmas music and you hear the Christmas carols. And just think about all the people that got shot during the black sale of Thanksgiving, and people that got jumped on and beat on for holiday gifts. What has that got to do with Jesus and the season?
That has to do with greed. That has to do with greed and disrespect and not caring for your fellow man. I mean, I stayed home Black Friday, and I don't think I will ever go back out on Black Friday ever again. I used to. I used to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, me and my girlfriends, we'd all, you know, pile in one car, go get us some hot cocoa or cappuccino or whatever it was that we were drinking at the time, and we'd haul off and hit Target and Walmart and Kohl's and everything. And it's just, it's too crazy. There's too many people pushing and shoving and willing to hurt you over a stupid toy or a game system and stuff like that. And that's not why I go shopping on Black Friday, you know? And you can get better deals after that anyway.
So we want to make our kids happy. Here's something I have a problem with. I've seen people say that, I don't care. I'm not going to pay the rent this month. I'm not going to pay the light bill. I'm not going to pay my phone bill. I'm not going to do certain things. This month, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make my babies happy. I'm going to give them what they want, and I'm going to do what they want, and I'm going to make them happy. And matter of fact, I even pile my jewelry. I will do all these things. But at Christmas Day, I want to be able to see my babies smile and have fun and enjoy themselves. And I will suffer all the rest of the year to pay all this money back just to see them have a good Christmas. Why do parents do that?
You know, to be honest, I think that, you know, because I'm in this category too, I don't have a whole lot of money. My kids don't get a whole lot of what they want. They definitely have what they need, but they don't get a whole lot of what they want. So come, you know, their birthdays and Christmas, I try and, you know, get them something that they would want.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, you know. But as kids get older, they start demanding more expensive stuff, like $400 game systems and brand new iPhones and iPads and all types of stuff. And parents feel like because their kids' friends are getting that stuff, that they don't want their kid to be left behind. You know, this is going to make my child happy. I'm going to get it for my child. This year, my girls, they drive me nuts asking for my phone every night. So, I took it upon myself. I said, my kids are getting one present each from me because it's going to be expensive. They're each getting one of those little kids Inno tabs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's all they're going to get from me, unfortunately, because I don't have a lot of money, but that's what they want, and that's I can afford one for each of them, and that's it. They'll get, you know, other stuff from family members and Santa Claus and whatnot, but, you know, parents feel the need to keep up with the Joneses, you might as well say.
So parents feel that need.
They do. If they feel like their kid is the only one in high school walking around without a cell phone, they don't want their kid to be picked on or bullied. They don't have a cell phone, so they're going to get them a cell phone for Christmas. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people get put out in January because they don't pay their rent. They get their lights cut off in January because they haven't paid their electric bill. They're trying too hard to, you know, put a smile on their kids' faces, but you can do that without the expensive stuff.
So I think it's important to understand this, that the holiday season, November's wonderful because basically you get free turkeys everywhere. You get boxes of love and boxes of meat and boxes of vegetables and people are giving you stuff. Nobody has to go hungry on Thanksgiving.
Nope.
It's a wonderful time, and it really doesn't cost you a lot. The grocery stores are busy. Everybody's festive. The liquor stores are busy. Everybody's festive until they start getting high and getting drunk, and then even Thanksgiving turns tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas, though. Christmas is one of those things that the kids drive that day.
Yep.
And they sneak and open their gifts up. And I remember one year that I wanted to make my family happy. And there's a large family, and I bought everybody a gift. I didn't have much money.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't buy expensive gifts. But I bought everybody gifts. $5 to $10, $15 and stuff like that. And I wrapped them up, and I'll never forget the day. I was so excited. I went to the tree, and everybody opened their stuff up. And I said, that's for me. Open it up. And people looked at the stuff and was like, what is this? I don't want this. Gift after gift after gift. And I remember that I went into a quiet place, and I was so sad because I thought it would be the happiest Christmas, that once in my life that I was able to provide for others and show the real spirit of Christmas. And everybody said, we don't want this stuff. And it was because it wasn't expensive stuff, and I couldn't afford it. And it crushed me, and it broke my heart. And I never, ever did that again, because I realized that the real reason for Christmas is not about gifts. And so if that's all you can do, then do something better with your life. And use, to me, every day now is Christmas. Every day that I can give to somebody else, and every day that I can show love, and every day that I can transform, change another life, that is Christmas to me.
Oh, that, you almost made me cry with that little story. I felt for that, because there was, when I had my job and I was like 20, 21 years old, I had a good paying job, and I was like, oh, Christmas is coming around, I'm buying everybody just awesome gifts. I mean, my dad's been married since I was in eighth grade, so I bought my step-nephews and nieces all $80 outfits, and I mean, I just went all out. I had to have spent like $2,000 that year. And, you know, it's just, they opened it and just tossed it aside, next thing. And I'm like, dang. It's like, I'm not spending that much money no more. Are you out of your mind? No. It's all about the thought behind it.
Right.
I would rather have something homemade from somebody that actually put some thought into it about what they think I would enjoy, about, you know, putting their heart into what they did, than $1,000 cash.
So our tips for you today is, you know, as we go into the Christmas season, I think for me, more than anything, this Christmas season is more about preparing for Kwanzaa, more about preparing for 2014. I look at 2014 as an opportunity for me to be even better than I was last year.
Mm-hmm.
I look at 2014 as a way for me to reflect back on what did I do last year? What did I produce? What did I change? What did I add value to in this world? And I don't look at Christmas, since, you know, my kids are grown, I don't look at Christmas as I need to buy stuff anymore, because I don't need to buy stuff. I need to prepare myself for the next year. And so that's what I'm going to do. You know, I have grandkids, and, you know, I'll do something for them, but it's not, I don't even look at Christmas the same anymore, because I don't let the commercials get to me. I don't let the, you know, I like all the little sales, but I don't even rush to get to those anymore. After I see how violent they get and how people stay up. Actually, I stayed home and relaxed. I came to work. And I got a lot done.
I think you took a picture of yourself on Instagram, and I was like, he's working, we're all at home.
And I actually came to work and got a lot done. And it was really wonderful, and I really enjoyed it. You know, and my wife said to me, where are you going? I said, I'm going to work. I've been with you all day Thursday. I've been eating turkey, macaroni and cheese, riding you around, doing what you said. I did all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you off one more day. I said, I ain't off. And I came to work and really, really got a lot done.
Cleaned your office, I see.
Yeah, and I got a lot done, and I think that was important. So, number one, remember this. Don't spend all your money in one day that it will take you months to pay back. It just doesn't make sense. Your kids are going to love you the next day, no matter what they get. They may have a sad day. But there's kids around the world that get nothing. There's kids around the world that don't even have food. I don't have a place to stay. There's kids around the world that don't have a mother or a father, that don't have anyone to love them. And so they should be grateful. The greatest gift they could get is that they have parents, and they should be grateful to have them. And so I'm thinking for you, our call-in number is 347-215-9262. We're going to work on getting our callers in, and matter of fact, we should...
You know what my favorite part of the holiday season is, VJ?
What's that?
Sitting at home, looking out the window at the snow.
Yes.
Even though I can't stand the cold.
I know you can't stand...
The snow is beautiful.
Snow is beautiful. Blog Talk Radio, that's right. Call us.
But, you know, it's just... I like sitting in there listening to Christmas music quietly.
Uh-huh.
Next to my Christmas tree. I love decorating for Christmas.
You got a fireplace?
I don't have a fireplace, but I wish I did.
Our fireplaces are nice.
You know they've got portable fireplaces now.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's great. And those little portable fireplaces, real romantic and stuff, you know, light some candles.
Yeah.
And, you know, have your favorite loved one nearby.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful thing. You sound like a romantic.
I am.
Oh, okay. That is great. That is wonderful. Now, so we've talked about spending, and we talked about how commercially they are trying to attack us. Oh, it looks like we got a person on Blog Talk that wants to talk to us. We're talking about Christmas and how people are taking it and misusing it, and we're going to go right to the telephone line. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How can I help you?
Hello, are you talking to me?
Oh, hey, Mama Trees, thanks for calling Blog Talk Radio. You know, we're trying to help people out. You know, people sometimes, and I know you've seen this, where people will take their rent money, their light bill money, their phone money, and make sure, and what they tell us, and here's what I hear them say, I don't care. My baby's going to have a good Christmas this year. I don't care if I got to take all this money, my car payment money, whatever. My baby's going to have a good Christmas. Something's wrong with that. And why do mothers do that, and some fathers?
Because they don't know no better. This is what we've been doing in society for so long, to where, you know, it's a habit. You know, they say you're supposed to live by examples. Well, back to the same old say, there hasn't been too many examples being shown. If someone has lost some loved ones, see, a lot of these young people just have lost their friends. They don't value lives like we grew up to value lives. You know, I thank God just to have my children and my loved ones in my life. And all material things doesn't matter. If I can lose a child and a mother, me not gaining a house, not gaining a car, not gaining some jewelry, it doesn't matter as long as I got my loved one's life. So they don't know better. And to live for tomorrow is to not be so stupid. It's just really stupid. And it's out there, so they're going for it. And they, you know, Minnesota is a state that it's so many opportunities here. And you can, if you don't pay your light bill, guess what? You got to march to make a decision on what you're going to do. It's help out there for you. If you don't, if you spend all your money up, it's food shelves out there. It's people like Mad Dads, Urban Ventures over there that will feed you. So they know what they're doing. But I have pity on the ones that are doing that. I feel sorry for the babies. Because you can only wear a pair of shoes for only so long.
Let me ask you something. At what point in your life did you value money differently? Because I know probably at some point in your life you went all out for some holidays and stuff, but at what point in your life did you look at money differently when it came to holidays and gift buying?
When I lost my child, and I lost my mother, and when I lost my granddaughter. All the money in the world, it doesn't matter. I want to reach and I want to touch and I want to love on them people. And so, for real, I'm just learning how to budget. I'm just learning how to spend a dollar and make a dollar last. because I used to spend. It was no ending to my spending. Whatever I wanted in the store, I got. You know, I went in there and I picked it up. I didn't look on no sales line. You know, I just picked up what I wanted and I went on from there. But now all of that stuff doesn't matter. And, you know, it takes you to live and learn. And that's where I am in my life.
What advice do you give to these mothers that really don't understand, have not been taught the real meaning of Christmas and how to teach their kids how to not frustrate them about buying gifts and mommy, I want this and mom. What advice do you give to these young mothers?
One thing I'm gonna tell the mothers: don't become your children's friend. You can't do that. So it'll be hard for you to tell them no. You shouldn't have to tell them no. You got the first word and the last word. And after no, it's nothing. So be a parent, not a friend. And this year, don't take your children out there to the malls with you. You go out there. I'm not saying don't buy Christmas gifts. Don't buy clothes. See, clothes you got to buy anyway, mothers. It's a must. If you want to buy your daughter a doll or something, buy that. But don't sit up and try to buy all the dolls in the stores and just forget the purpose of Christmas. You know, God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Just remember that.
Well, my next question for you, and my final question for you, Mama Therese, I want to thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio, is that what do you tell the grieving? Because a lot of time we spend out of grief, and we spend our money out of grief, and we do a lot of things because we miss somebody and we love them so much that we overspend and we do that. What kind of advice do you give to folks that are grieving and using money as a substitute?
Stop, think, get the big picture. Things that you can't change, receive what God has for you. And once you get that relationship with God, you'll understand a little bit more what's happening in your life. Get a mirror, take a look at yourself, and pass judgment on yourself. And hold on to God's unchanging hand, because everything must change. And it's not going to bring your loved ones back, but it'll also suppress those good memories in your heart and in your mind. And you'll be able to stand a little longer, and you'll be able to love a little better.
Erica, what do you think about some of the things that Mama Therese just said?
I agree with what she says. I think, you know, she's right about a lot of things. A lot of parents are trying to be their kids' friends, you know, and when you try and do that, telling your kids no is almost impossible, because they're like, oh, Ma, forget you. No. That's, you know, parents need to start just taking responsibility and, you know, budget. It's that simple, you know, and part of the thing that I'm doing this year to teach my kids about giving back is we're going through all their old toys. And we're going to make sure that, you know, we're giving toys to kids that don't have. You know, there's a lot of kids that this is what I told them. There's a lot of kids that don't have as many toys as you do. And you guys have too many. And on top of that, you're going to be getting more for Christmas. So we're going to give back to those that don't have any. So you guys pick out what toys you want to get rid of, and we're going to give them away.
And that's called community service. Make sure they know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Mama Therese, what do you tell, a lot of young people are going to be listening in, and what do you tell them, because they stress the parents out. They know their parents, single families and all, they don't have the money to do all that. I know you want this stuff. You're not going to be happy. If I just get you a pair of shoes and a nice outfit, you're not going to be happy unless I get the Xbox and all that other stuff and the iPhone and everything that you want. What do you say to the youth to take a little stress off the parents?
What you just said, my son James right now is out there in Vegas, and everybody just feels like we have. We're so blessed. And you know what? I am blessed. James is blessed. But you know, when it's all said and done, I'm not giving James. See, what can I give James? What can I give Sierra? All the true religion pants and all the gifts, jewelry or whatever. The only thing I can give her is the word of God. And she can keep that with her for the rest of her life on that day. Them truths is going to wear out. The jewelry is going to probably get taken or get lost after a while. But the word of God will stay with her for the rest of her life. And that's where I am with my children. And I just want everybody to know, Sierra is not getting a whole bunch of this and a whole bunch of that. She's getting some loving arms from her mother, her godparents, and her father, and her loved ones that she will cherish for the rest of her life. And a big shout-out to my son, Lou James. Mommy loves him. Merry Christmas.
That's very important, and I like that because I think it's important. Do you agree with what she just said?
I do agree with what she just said.
And so how do you kind of govern? You have two girls, and they're little. And the more that you give them on Christmas, as they grow, the more they want.
Which is why I'm starting young. I said they're getting one thing from me, and that's it. You know, that I can't afford a whole bunch of stuff under the tree. You know, so I figure I find one thing that each one of them will enjoy. And, you know, I budget for that. I know I can afford it. And beyond that is tough luck for toys anyway.
Well, great.
You're going to have shoes and clothes because you need those. But
well, that's wonderful. Now, I want to go back to Mama Treats. Mama Treats, the Moms of Vision and the youth programs, can you tell everybody a little bit about what's coming up next, what's going on, what do we have to look forward to?
The Moms Division is going to get together next week and cook a dynamite dinner for the Mad Dads and our loved ones. We're going to do a big celebration and enjoy each other for the work that we have done all year with each other as a team and as a family. And also the youth program is getting ready for a lot of things. And one thing I can say, Black History Month, it means more to me now than before. Father Mandela, I'm going to say Father Mandela, he was a father to each and every one of us, has passed. And today I got some news about another father that passed, just was at church with him Sunday. To all the fathers, Black History Month, I will salute you all as being the leaders, as being the fathers, as being our beginning. And we're going to really, as the youth, we're going to put it down. We're going to do a lot of things, Black History Month. And we got our Boy Scout program that's coming out. And, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of things with that. And so we're getting real busy.
Well, that's wonderful, and we're excited about what you're doing. I just want to say Pittsburgh, New York, Florida, Iowa, Omaha, the home, and the founding fathers of Mad Dads, also the founding home of Malcolm X. And so I just want to say that I'm excited about what Mad Dads is doing all across the country. I'm excited about what we're doing here locally. I want to thank my guests and my producer. Thank you, Erica, for producing the show today.
You're welcome.
That we'll be looking forward to next week. And I think next week, we'll tell you a topic next week. We'll have that. It'll be coming up. Mama Trees, thank you. Any closing remarks before we go, Mama Trees?
God is the joy and the strength of my life, and he can be the same for you all. Just stay safe, stay prayed up, and thank God that you are allowed to see another Christmas and a New Year's with your loved ones.
I'm giving out love to everybody for Christmas. If you didn't get it, come and get yours. It's gift wrap just for you. Blog Talk Radio.
P-A-P-S. Man, it gets destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...